Kế tiếp chúng tôi xin mời ông Nguyễn Đình Khánh, giám đốc của Đài Việt Nam Úc Châu Radio, Đài Phát thanh Việt Nam Úc Châu lên phát biểu cùng chúng ta. Next we would like to call upon Mr. Nguyễn Đình Khánh, Director of the Vietnamese Radio in Australia, to address to our protesters. Put your hands together, Nguyễn Đình Khánh.
Xin cảm ơn. Xin cảm ơn toàn thể quý vị. Thưa quý vị, chúng ta đã biết tại sao hôm nay chúng ta tới đây, tại sao chúng ta ở Úc. Tuy nhiên, thưa quý vị, hôm nay chúng ta có rất nhiều người Úc đứng nghe, và nhất là những cảnh sát viên nãy giờ có những người giúp chúng ta, và cũng có những người có thái độ không được lịch sự. Chúng tôi được nói bằng tiếng Anh, dĩ nhiên là quý vị cũng sẽ hiểu, để cho những người Úc này hiểu là tại sao chúng ta có mặt ở đây hôm nay.
Ladies and gentlemen, in 1945, after the forced removal of all other Vietnamese political parties, which were the allies in the fight against the French, Ho Chi Minh and the Vietnamese Communist Party created their own government, the so-called Democratic Party, which later became the Socialist Republic of Vietnam. To celebrate that bloody event 60 years ago, Hanoi sent a group of over 100 performers to Australia for concerts in Canberra, in Sydney, and in Melbourne. They spent millions of dollars toward the charming Vietnam Gala concert to show you, Australians, the charm of Vietnam, the beauty of Vietnam. Why, in fact, in Vietnam, millions of Vietnamese children are dying of hunger, and tens of millions of people are still living in poverty. Going back in history, after the Geneva Convention was signed in 1954 to divide Vietnam into two parts, the North under the government of the Vietnamese Communists and the South under the French occupation, nearly 1 million North Vietnamese, myself included, had to flee to the South because we could not live under the iron fist of communism. In 1955, under the leadership of President Ngo Dinh Diem, in the South, we established our own country, the Republic of Vietnam, in which North and South Vietnamese work together and live in harmony to build a peaceful, beautiful, and prosperous country. But the North Vietnamese communists did not like that. They did not leave us alone. From 1957, they started to send infiltrators into the South to create division, chaos, and sabotage before sending large number of troops to South Vietnam in the 1960s. To protect our country, we, the peace-loving South Vietnamese, had to ask for help from the free world, Australia included. But when President Nixon of the United States of America decided to befriend Mao Zedong, when Henry Kissinger had secret discussions with Hanoi, and when the Paris Agreement signed, we were left to fight alone. At any rate, the South Vietnamese army fought valiantly, but without support and without weapons, we could not stop the invaders from the North, which were very well supported by the Soviet Union and the Communist Chinese. Finally, when Saigon fell at the end of April 1975, hundreds of thousands of Vietnamese had to flee. And during the ensuing years, people were still living in Vietnam in droves. Nowadays, there are about 3 million Vietnamese living all around the world after escaping from Vietnam. And in this figure, nearly 200,000 are now living in Australia. In this country, we started afresh, became Australian citizens, worked hard to serve Australia, to give back to the country which opened its arms to accept us and help us when we were in desperation. In Australia, we now live peacefully and happily. Most of our children are well educated and are good Australian citizens. They do not have nightmares of war as we do. They do not have terrifying memories of living under the communism dictatorship or the life or death escape from Vietnam. But the Vietnamese communists are still not content. They still want to exploit our children physically and mentally by staging the so-called the charming Vietnam Gala. They are aiming to fool our children into believing that Vietnam is now very good, that Vietnam is their country, that Vietnam needs them, and that Vietnam is a place for them to live. They want our children to work for them, not for Australia, and to serve them, not this country. By doing this, they create divisions within our families, within our community, and bring absolute terror to many Vietnamese families. We only want our children to be Australian citizens. They live in this country, and they have to serve this country. Australia is now their homeland. Ladies and gentlemen, I am an Australian citizen. My children are Australian, and you are Australian. I believe that being Australian, we all have to help each other. Please help us put a stop to the Vietnamese communists from coming to this land. Please stop them from outside of our borders. Don't let them step on our shores to import their work ideals. This is a call for help from one Australian to all other Australians. Thank you for listening to me.
Thank you, Mr. Nguyễn Đình Khánh. Cảm ơn anh Nguyễn Đình Khánh.
Thank you very much. We let them know what we want. Freedom! 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 Human rights! Human rights! Human rights! Democracy! 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 When do you want it? When do you want it? When do you want it? Thank you! I'm going to go to the hospital.